This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sentimental feeling?
I hope so. The whole idea of Christmas is sentiment, don't you think so, Jay? Sentimental.
All the sentimental stuff.
Is that redundant?
And the twinkly lights.
Yes, the twinkly on top of that twinkly tree with a star on top of it, no less. All right, sentimental sentiment is what we're sharing here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner. It's tea time. Right? It's time for you at this time of year to indulge in ceremony. I was thinking as the celebration of Hanukkah begins and all of our traditional things at Christmas time, things that we celebrate every year, Thanksgiving, our birthdays, the things that involve ceremony, right? There are other things when people get awards, there's pomp and ceremony for that. People get elected to office and get installed. There's pomp and ceremony for that. But I just was thinking more about what you have in your own daily ceremony. Are there things in your life, like some people, having a cup of coffee every morning is a ceremony, right? They get up, brush their teeth, take a shower, and ask kids, put the coffee maker on, right? Drink coffee. That's a daily example of a daily ceremony. Maybe having moments to yourself, where you can think, just think about what's in your life, think about your family. That could be a ceremony. There are people who take trips every year. Wedding ceremonies, certainly, but taking a trip on an anniversary, right? That's a ceremony. You know, the point I'm making here is that as we get into this time of year, ceremony is very important. But I also think that ceremony is important in the greater landscape of life, if you will. And it's like a good cup of tea. Drink it slowly. Take your time with it and understand what the ceremony means. Okay? That's all. I'm not this. This is, I don't know, maybe deep thinking for some, but not like finding your soulmate.
But
yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. So we're celebrating this season by giving away all of these Trans-Siberian Orchestra CDs and LPs. We've given away a lot of them. The latest person to join this flock is Barbara Wilker, who is out in Lake Havasu. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. So Lake Havasu, KNTR, I've been on there for a long time. What do you do in Lake Havasu? Tell me you're the maintainer of the lake. I think that would be a great job, right?
I wish I was, but I am happily retired.
Are you?
Yes.
What did you do before you retired?
I was a district sales manager for a major direct selling company.
Did you live in Lake Havasu when you were working, or did you retire to Lake Havasu?
I did. I was transferred out here from the Midwest, and when I married my husband and found out he wanted to live in the Southwest, we said, well, what's stopping us? And basically it was my work, because I worked in the Milwaukee area. And we just requested a transfer, and I got it. So we moved out here, and I worked out here for probably 8 years, and it's like working on vacation.
You know, I'm just thinking that.
Beautiful.
I know I've visited Lake Havasu a number of times, did station visitations and met folks that live there, and I remember the first time I drove through Lake Havasu, I'm looking around and thinking, this is in Arizona. Where am I? Well, I got into a different car. I went to a different place because it's that different there. It's really kind of a special place. Yeah, it's a special place. So good for you, Barbara. I wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year with you and your family.
And thank you, Jay.
Thank you. I think we're having a good time with this, and we'll continue to have a good time. So I think you decided that you wanted a CD, right?
The CD is fine. I can play it in the car.
Right, okay, yes, certainly you can. Trans-Siberian Orchestra and their music, and so you'll be automatically entered in this drawing. We keep getting more of these CDs and giving them away. It's a great way for me to engage, frankly, with people who listen to the program. It's a nice thing. This time of year is nice and warm, and I don't normally take calls, frankly. I just figure that people want to listen to us talking about stuff. It's like listening to music. You find some stuff that is interesting and you want to listen to it, that's cool. So listen to us talk about things that are going on, bring people up to date. But this is good. I'm enjoying having the conversation with all of you folks.
Yeah,
so you'll be
this.
Yeah, maybe we do. We'll set aside a time every day we talk to people about stuff. Anyway,
that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's a good
idea. Because we enjoy your time on the air.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you. I've been down in that neck of the woods for quite a long time. So it's nice to be able to connect. So we'll put you in the drawing for the stereo turntable from Audio Technica that'll take place whenever we've dispatched. James, how many of these things have we given away now? We must be getting close to
the CD.
I believe
we've given around 15, 16.
Have we? Yeah, okay.
Something like
that. The LPs, too.
Wonderful.
All right. So we'll see what happens either the later, probably not this week. I'll probably do it next week. Barbara, again, have a wonderful holiday season. Nice to talk with you, and enjoy your husband and your family. All right, folks, it's 13 past the hour. This is the Good Day program. Yeah, we have a few more of these. Matter of fact, we've got a couple of calls that are kind of cute that I will share with you as we move on. One of the things that people are talking about today, Jay, is this potential ban on menthol cigarettes. I'm for banning all cigarettes. I'm for banning all tobacco products. I'm for banning marijuana, and I just think it's all bad for you, even though people say, well, you're a hypocrite. You're going to put a marijuana grow on your farm. Yeah, I was, because it was a quick way for me to pay off the mortgage. But it didn't happen, and I'm just happy. And the right thing happens for the right reason at the right time. It wasn't the right thing for me to do, and even though I got the permits to do it, I didn't really ever want to do it, other than collect the check that would have paid off the mortgage. That was it. So now we have this ban on menthol cigarettes that's been proposed by the Bidenites, and it was supposed to be this right the first of the year, but as usual, Big Tobacco is in there with their lobbyists, and they are arguing. Listen to this. This is why you don't ban menthol cigarettes, because more blacks smoke menthol cigarettes than whites, and this is discrimination. Who the hell thinks like this? Seriously. Right? That's what the tobacco companies are arguing, that a ban on menthol cigarettes unfairly targets black smokers.
What is the difference that makes menthol cigarettes worse than
the filters that are on them are filled with some kind of the filters have something that makes the cigarettes taste like menthol, like when you have a cough drop, right? The cigarette tastes like a cough drop. And so for whatever the reason, yeah, I can remember seeing a lot of black people who smoking these menthol cigarettes, and so is that, why do they smoke them? I don't know. I never asked anybody. I find whenever I'm around, I go away from people who smoke, because I don't want to be around people who smoke. I don't want to be around the smoke. I don't mind. I'd be happy to have the people around, but I don't want to be around the smoke. I'm extraordinarily allergic to it, and it has to do with my mother's demise, smoking, what does she smoke? Kent cigarettes. Awful. Ugh. Garbage. Just disgusting. I look at the stuff in an ashtray and think, plus the fact that people who drive and they throw the damn butt out the window, who the hell do you think you are?
When you're behind somebody who's smoking,
oh my,
in a drive-thru or something.
Awful. Right.
Do you remember? Well, okay, so I'm sure you remember being able to smoke on flights. I don't remember those days, but I remember
the first flight I was on.
Say smoking or non-smoking section,
yeah.
And it was
right.
Just like a plexiglass that didn't even go all the way up to the ceiling. If you
nah.
were sitting,
it was like the COVID glass joke.
Yeah.
It was a joke. Yep. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of people who have joined. This is, I find this quite amusing, actually, and enlightening. So the Biden folks wanted to ban menthol cigarettes. Well, why don't they ban them all? Menthol, but it's proven, the folks that are in the Food and Drug Administration say, look at this is what happens. And, yeah, it's a good convincing argument. So the rulemaking was done. They sent it to the White House. And then and they were pretty close to the finish line, actually. But then some of the civil rights groups and the National Association of Black Law Enforcement Executives and Al Sharpton and his bunch of BSers, they warned the White House against the plan, suggesting that regulatory crackdown on this will hurt Joe Biden's chances for reelection with black voters. Wow. Huh? Really? Apparently, that was the argument that won the day. It's discriminatory. Black voters who smoke won't vote for Joe Biden. Now, there's a category of people that you never thought there would be a poll of black voters who smoke menthol cigarettes. Who are you going to vote for?
Well, why is there not enough of a focus on these menthol cigarettes, the brands and the companies who were significantly targeting black communities with
That's what they're doing.
Specific kinds
right.
of cigarettes?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jay. That's the clearest picture of this. How do you think it started in the first place? They're targeting. It's like the nicotine they put in to get everybody hooked on it. This is something that was specially done. For whatever reason, the research was done, and they found that this menthol flavoring was attractive to black people who smoke. What an
like
outrage.
Targeting kids with, like, the fruity flavors and stuff.
Yeah.
The e-cigarettes.
Right. This is outrageous, frankly, when you put it together. Yolanda Richardson, who's president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says that 45,000 black people die from smoking every year. Yeah, okay, so why not stop? Educate people as to why they shouldn't be smoking any kind of cigarette. Man, this is, what a story that is, huh? 18 after the hour, and good day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Radio-a-thon continues. That is the Trans-Siberian Radio-a-thon. But now we take a respite in the other things that we do on the air because it's social media time. And oftentimes during this hour of our focus on social media, we get into the technology aspects of things. That was interesting, Jay, that Coinbase Wallet has added some new features that aim to simplify money transfers, not only here in our country, but around the world. This particular update allows Coinbase Wallet users to send money through any platform that supports link sharing. So what would be an example?
I feel like what could go wrong?
Lots.
Like social media accounts are constantly getting hacked and all of that, and yet you're going to have your banking information
not me
attached to it to send money.
Yep, I wouldn't do it, but I get... Oh, some people, all they're thinking about is what's convenient. That's easy. Mm-hmm. Use some common sense there, folks. This is not something
that you want to
do.
Use PayPal and Venmo and Zelle like a normal person.
Yeah. I don't have any of those. That surprise you?
I like Zelle. Zelle is great.
I do have PayPal. What do you like about Zelle? What is there about that thing?
It's connected directly. It's from your bank. It's actually part of your bank. So the money goes into your bank. There are no hidden fees. And people don't have your banking information. It's just whatever your email address is or your phone number.
Okay. All right. I don't understand why that's necessary, but listen. It's life down on the farm.
It's everybody. Like what used to be, what was it, the Western Mutual wire transfer?
No,
you
mean Western Union?
Western Union, yes.
Western Union, yeah.
That one, too. It's cousin.
Yeah. Them, too. All right, here's the question of the day. I guess this is built around our giving away of the Audio Technica fully belt-driven stereo turntable. Question Jay posted at our social media, which you can connect to no matter what it is, at Good Day Networks. Do you have a record player? Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, the answer for me is yes. Ken Vanderwalken says, heck yeah. Jeff Collins has got three of them. Chuck Farron says, yes, vintage Pioneer. Oh, yeah, who doesn't remember Pioneer record? He says it's still spinning, too. Seth Fillmore says, I have two that work, three that don't. and one old suitcase one from, from the 1950s. Yeah. There's an image, man. We should do us a favor, Seth. If you're listening now, send us a picture of the one that's in the suitcase. That little, it's in a little case, like a briefcase, actually, probably. Margaret says, yes, and our combined album collection goes with it. I still have a bunch of albums. Your father must have a bunch of albums around the house there, Jay, right?
He does. Yeah, he does. I do, too. I think records, vinyl, there's just something so much more romantic about listening to the vinyl than streaming something or on a CD.
Yeah, right. But it's easy to do it. That's like the money thing we were just talking about. Tabitha Young says, yes, and I love it. Let's see here. Linda Rubin says, yes, and I love my vinyls. Let's see here. Barbara, I can't pronounce your last name. Look like Cybrecht. Says, yeah, we have them. Glenda Coleman, giving my 38-year-old a daughter a turntable for Christmas. And some Taylor Swift vinyls. Now, that is an interesting idea for today's people that like Taylor Swift and want to enjoy it. Because usually the stereo quality, at least that's been my experience, is better when you take it off the record if the record hasn't been overused. It doesn't get scratchy. Donald Trapp says, yeah, he's got one. Susan, is it Ochsner, would you say? I think O-C-H-S-N-E-R. Anyway, she says, Ochsner? Nope, but I got one for the granddaughter for Christmas. See, people are buying these for their children and their grandchildren for Christmas. There you go. All right, thanks for the input. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Cash Crunch, there's an app for that. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can earn cash back using the Upside app for gas, groceries, and at participating restaurants. Open a free account and then claim offer at participating businesses. You can redeem points for gift cards or deposit to your bank account. And who pays for this? The merchants who want you to be a regular. Read more at upside.com. You might already check gasbuddy.com for best price at the pump in your zip code, and their free forever gas card can save as much as 25 cents a gallon. And here's a tip. If you're unfamiliar with an app, hit bbb.org, the Better Business Bureau, and Google user reviews. Be careful which apps you let onto your phone. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden is being indicted on some felony tax-related charges with a total of 9 counts. The filing in a federal court in Los Angeles, California, will allege that Biden failed to pay and file taxes, filed a fraudulent form, and evaded an assessment. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 17 years in prison. Sarah Isker on News Nation last night is an attorney and former Trump administration spokesperson.
We've been expecting this. We knew when that plea deal fell through that we would see criminal charges filed. They don't bring charges unless they believe they will win the case.
The White House is criticizing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying he underscored the importance of the continuous and sustained flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel is reporting its forces have encircled the home of the top Hamas leader in the southern part of Gaza, who is believed to be hiding underground. Lance Pry, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Jana Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since there's no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight,
tight, hold
me
tight.
Weather outside is
frightful. Oh, I got the wrong chorus. The wrong verse. You got the point, though. It is so cold here this morning where I am in New England. How cold is it?
Wait, what's that game show again? Alec Baldwin hosted a remake of it.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's got the long pencil microphone. It was originally hosted by Bud Collier, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that now yes, Match Game. It was Match Game. Right? Match Game. Name that two. All those silly things. Okay, this is the time of year when we feel like giving things away.
That's why I did this. I said yes to this Trans-Siberian Orchestra thing, because it's not the fact that we're giving away. It's the fact that we can share, like, another commonality. The things that I like to do through this radio program, and frankly through my life, is bring people together. And folks are interested in listening to the other people who listen to the program. Who are we like the other folks that listen to the program? What is there in common? What do we have, the men and women who listen to the program? So that's why I try to extract a little bit out of everybody who calls that we talk to. And then there are those people who, you know, because the line is available 24 hours a day, they dial 855-999-3684, and they get through and they leave a message like, I want to win one of those How do I do that? All right, well, you do it the way you did it. So if you feel like when we're not on the air, we still have, I think we have four or five of these things to give away, and then we're going to give away the... And what most people are interested in, they like the music, but they want that turntable. So you get a chance at that.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is worth a lot of money, hundreds of dollars. So at any rate, 855-999-DOUG. Here are a couple of examples of people who have called and said, please, oh, please, please, please. So, yes, you'll be rewarded for taking the time to call and get one of the CDs. Here are a couple of examples of calls we've gotten.
I'm calling in to request one of the CDs for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. My name is Jeff Popama. I enjoy listening to you in the morning on my way to work. And while you're talking about sunny weather out west, we're experiencing nice cold weather up here in northern Minnesota. We're almost to the border, north of Duluth. So thank you very much.
All right. You got another one there, James, I think?
Calling to get a free CD, but I did see the Moody Blues in 1970, and they were awfully awesome. So if I could get the CD, give me a call, and my name is Barbara Clue. Thank you.
All right, Barbara. You're welcome. You know what? I think she'd rather have a CD of the Moody Blues, and frankly, so would I. But we were talking about... Folks didn't hear the conversation yesterday. The passing of Denny Lane brought up a lot of memories about the Moody Blues and who were the original members. As it turned out, Justin Hayward didn't join until they were about a year or so old. All the original members of the Moody Blues are now dead. And so it's just John Lodge and Justin Hayward that are still alive. And they joined in... I think I've forgotten who joined and what the I don't remember. But Justin quickly became the leader because he was the best songwriter. At any rate, that's the scoop on the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and we've given a couple of more of those away, and you can take a shot at calling now if you want to, or later on, because we'll be done with this fairly quickly. And so you'll have to go somewhere else to get a present for some. Maybe this is a present that you're getting for yourself. Or you can send it to somebody. I was looking at the stats, Jay, from the Postal Service. Expect that the mail delivery folks will handle more than 11 billion pieces of mail and packages from now until Christmas. 11 billion. Now, that's not FedEx. That's not Amazon. That's not UPS. That's not, what's the yellow van, DXL or something? That's
DXL. Just, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just the mail, the United States Postal Service. So what they are saying, the reason I'm bringing this up now, is because the deadline to make sure that the stuff gets there by Christmas Day is Friday. All right, that seems kind of early, doesn't it? Isn't it the Friday? What's Friday? It's the 8th, I think. Can't be that bad. I sent something through FedEx the other day. This is what's so crazy. If you want to send a package in the mail, you know, a lot of people take shots at the post office. I certainly have taken my share of shots over the years when they lose mail or, you know, something foolish happens. But think about what you get these days. What is it, 43 cents? How much is a stamp? 45 cents, 43 cents, 48, something like that.
So you think it depends if you get the normal stamp or the Forever stamp?
I have the Forever ones, but they run. I don't buy enough of them, so I have to keep going back. And I mail. I send checks and pay my bills that way. I don't do the thing. Everybody, remember, Rich McFadden used to give me a hard time because I wouldn't use that automatic thing. And one of the reasons I stopped using it was because he got his hacked somehow. And it's too easy. Just, no. Put a stamp on an envelope and mail the check. Anyway, so in looking at how much it cost, I had to send an overnight to somebody in California the other day. And the cheapest was $13. And depending on what time of day you wanted it delivered, it was $28. For one, this was an envelope that I put into one of the FedEx envelopes, and it was $13 for something you can get from the United States Postal Service. Well, you can't get overnight, but this was a two-day delivery. I think that's what I said, a two- or three-day delivery. Anyway, it was like 10, 12 times more expensive than the Postal Service. Again, people complain, and there's good reason sometimes, but when you look at value and reliability, it still looks to me like the Postal Service is the best of all of the, you know, of all of the options. So at any rate, I am happy to pass along that so that it is a warning. Let's see, what else did I? Oh, you know what else I saw? I probably should have put this in the social media. How many people use Wikipedia? How many people do you think use that? It's a valuable resource.
Yeah, I think a lot. Whether you mean to or not, because whenever you are typing in something for a definition, Wikipedia, or you're trying to get more information on something, Wikipedia is typically the first one that pops up. So yeah. I think maybe 98% of people use it.
84 billion views this year.
Totally believe it.
84 billion views to Wikipedia. I have my own Wikipedia page. I didn't even know that I had a Wikipedia page until somebody told me. And I looked at it and said, where'd they get the information? And I was never sure how are those pages created. Who does that? I didn't do it. Nobody I know did it. It just showed up one day. Rather strange.
Well, somebody did it, but that's how you know made it. You've made it once you have a Wikipedia page.
Is that the way you know you made it? All right. Do you have a Wikipedia page?
I don't, no.
Uh-oh. We have to take care of that. Get on to that.
I don't.
Does your father have one? Bet your father has
one. He does not, no.
He doesn't have one either?
Oh, blasphemous, right?
Rarified group here that I'm in. Yes, right, exactly. All right, James, who's next that wants to get a CD? Let's have a quick call. From somebody someplace. I think this lady's in New York State somewhere.
She's in Jonestown. It's Annie Refew.
I think he's vying to be an announcer on a TV game show. What do you think, Jay?
I mean, it is.
Doesn't it sound like when he does that?
You're totally crushing it, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting.
Yeah, right. All right, Annie. Hello. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hi, Doug. I'm so glad to talk to you. I've been a listener for years. I love your show. I love your references to the past when you just said you were a child of World War II. I was born in 1942, but I love your references to the past, things like Howdy Doody and When Life Was Good.
Well, you know, life is good today, but it's a different kind of good, and you have to be more selective as to how you choose the good. Maybe that's it from our experiences. You know, we've all lived a long life. We've experienced good things and bad things. And now, at this point, I think we can pick and choose. And I don't think that's an age thing, actually. I think anybody, any age, people Jay's age, people James' age, it's up to you to pick and choose what you want to believe, what you want to think, what you want to experience. That's up to you. You can be in muck and mire if you like. You can let the news disturb your day or ruin your day or not. Make a choice. And I think that's what I think that people might, I mean, there's plenty of stuff around and has been all through our lives that's been pretty crappy from the Vietnam War, John F. Kennedy getting killed, you name it, all this stuff. And it didn't destroy us. It made us think. It made us do things differently. And I think today there's some of that, but the social media aspects of what, you know, comes of some of these events, I think, is just that's what taints things a little. Anyway.
But, Doug, remember, we are the children of the greatest generation, as Tom Brokaw pointed out years ago, and we still have that grit. And I don't know if the coming generations have our grit. I think we're a pretty tough bunch of people.
I think we have our tough side. I think we have our soft side. I think we have our understanding side because we had to figure it out on our own. That's the difference. The young people, I don't mean to sound like some old codger, but people who depend on, it isn't just age stuff, but the people who depend on all this technology and the social media, they are doing themselves a disservice because it doesn't answer the spirit of inquisitiveness that is a part of the human psyche. Everything's at your fingertips. And
I absolutely agree with you, but I must say, I love your conversation. I love your political views that are really not political, and I quote you all the time because some of my friends don't know who you are. I call you the morning. My morning guy says he's going to vote for Kennedy. And, of course, they all hop up and down. And I said, but you've got to listen to his reasons. And I don't know. I just like your views on everything. I tend to be very agreeable with you. I don't know if it's an age thing or I just think you're very well-versed. Now, you were talking about knowing people that knew Norman Lear. I was not a big fan of his sitcoms because I thought they were very rude. And I don't know, I grew up in a household where my father was kind of a blowhard and and took shots at everybody. And I just didn't grow up that way. I'm very much a pacifist, and I'm very much someone who tries to get along with everyone. And I'm not a Pollyanna, but, you know, I think that stuff was a little over the top for me. But anyway, I love Adam Sandler's Hanukkah thing.
That's a lot of fun.
The creativity of these men is wonderful, but I was a little bit, not really offended, but just kind of crinkly with him. But anyway.
Got it. All right, I got to go. I'm glad to have you on the program and listen to the program. Hold on a second. James gets more info. Happy, just have a wonderful, happy rest of the year for you and your family there, Annie. It's 48 after the hour. Doug Steffen with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach so that people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family. Or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The hour now on Good Day Health. Doug Stephanie with Dr. Ken Cronhouse, Lake Cardiology is his domain down in Florida, and you can visit him in his kingdom not far from the Magic Kingdom. It's the Magic Kingdom of Health at Lake Cardiology. Dial him up at 352-735-1400 so you go to the Magic Kingdom for a day and he can bring you. How would you like to be made on a little show? How would you like to be? How would you like to be Ken for a day? He's a busy guy, and you spend the time with him and me. You know what I'm saying? Not only what's going on in your system, but in your body. He's very understanding of the whole body. So get that consult by dialing 352-735-1400. And as I think of telephone numbers, I also want to remind you that some of our questions that we get, sometimes we put people on the air, sometimes we just take them and I'll relay them to Ken. But questions for Dr. Ken can be dialed in any time during the week, any time of the day or night, 855-999-3684. So this week on Good Day Health, we're talking a lot about the brain. We're talking about the things that either make the brain function or keep the brain from functioning. And we had sort of a last-minute focus on Parkinson's in that overall general discussion. Apparently, there is a new treatment, if you will, a spinal implant. That's what this question is about, that will help you with motor functions, helping people who have advanced stage Parkinson's. So given what you were talking about earlier, and I don't like necessarily reflecting back on the stuff that we have had earlier, but this is a good question. In terms of Parkinson's and recognizing it, if you hold your hand still and you're shaking, you probably got a problem. This is a motor neuron disorder. People lose the ability to correctly use their muscles. So then under the circumstances, is there any hope? That's the question here. And that's where this came from. This guy asking about whether the implant's a good idea. I'm guessing he's got Parkinson's in his family. So is there hope? Ken, that's the question.
There's definitely hope here, Doug. And fortunately, Parkinson's now is a disease that most can be helped with medication. And you go back a few decades, and that wasn't true. But most Parkinson's patients are helped dramatically with oral medications. But there is a fraction who are not. And what you're discussing is additional hope for this group who don't respond well enough to the medications. And there is this spinal electrode implant that's installed via surgery, and it has been shown to have some promise in helping people with mobility issues from Parkinson's disease. You're not going to get this from the corner doctor. You're probably going to have to go to a major research center in Parkinson's. But ask your doctor to help you find a place where they're doing cutting-edge, state-of-the-art research in Parkinson's, and volunteer to be involved in their studies and volunteer to take part in the breaking technology, and there is some hope here.
Yep. All right, next question has to do with cancer, specifically pancreatic cancer. Apparently, this person heard me talking about World Pancreatic Cancer Day on my weekday Good Day program, and this is Good Day Health. So we'll go one step further into understanding what advances there may be, because if I'm not mistaken, pancreatic cancer is the deadliest of any or all cancers. You get it. The survival rate has been pretty close to zero for most people. There have been a lot of folks who were famous that died from pancreatic cancer. I think of, Swayze, Patrick Swayze, but there have been plenty of other people. So what do you say to people who want some hope on this World Pancreatic Cancer Day?
It's tough because try your best to diagnose this early, which is not easy, but there's surgery, chemotherapy, and the treatments are not all that wonderful. Also, some of the cutting-edge treatments, look around at where the research is being done if, unfortunately, you're involved in this. And you may, your best hope may be getting to a trial and hope that you get something that's a breakthrough.
Yeah. Well, it's tough stuff, man. It's like colon cancer. Same thing. You want to not wish it on your worst enemy, and you hope that you keep the people that you love from getting it or help them as much as you can from stopping it.
Targeted therapy. This is the state of the art you want to talk to your doctor about.
Questions for Dr. Ken, an important part of Good Day Health here at 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.